Chapter 3. In the Big City. Chief Jogintaba wanted to choose a woman for Nelson to marry, but Nelson wanted to choose his own wife. He left Mekekezweni and he went to Johannesburg. It was not easy to get there. Black people were not able to travel freely in South Africa. But a white woman took Nelson to Johannesburg in the back of her car. Nelson gave her all his money. Good things can happen to me here, Nelson thought. Johannesburg was the biggest city in South Africa, but it was also a city with many problems. The government treated black people badly in Johannesburg. They lived in places called townships. The houses in townships were small and the people were very poor. Many of them did not have jobs and life was hard. Nelson lived in a township called Alexandra with his cousin. It was dirty in Alexandra. Nelson saw hungry children everywhere. Nelson met his cousin's friend, Walter Sisulu. Walter knew many people in Johannesburg, and he helped Nelson get a job. Nelson worked for a white lawyer called Lazar Sidelski. Lazar helped black people and white people. This was not normal in South Africa. Nelson worked hard for Lazar. Then he chose to study law at the University of the Witwatersrand in Johannesburg. At that time, black people could only study at 4 universities in South Africa. Nelson made new friends at university, both black and white. Many of them knew a lot about South Africa and its laws. They agreed with Nelson about apartheid. It was not fair. Why can't black South Africans do the same things as white South Africans? Asked Nelson and his friends. Why does the government treat them differently? Nelson worked for a white lawyer called Lazar Sidelski. Nelson studied law at the University of the Witwatersrand. But the people in the government were all white, and most black people could not vote. They could not do anything about the government. How can things change? Asked Nelson and his friends.